Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Josh, what's going on?
I don't know what they're doing, man.
Why is it happening again?
They keep doing this.
How many times are we going to be asked to pay the money for the thing that we just played a few years ago?
I can't play Horizon Zero Dawn one more time.
Oh my God. So the story doing the rounds, I should point out that we are Scott Tilford and Josh Brown. Yeah. The story doing the rounds initially from MP First, corroborated by VGC and Gematsu, is that Sony are pursuing a remaster of Horizon Zero Dawn, and there's also an upcoming multiplayer Horizon game as well, both titles scheduled for the PS5 and the PC. To quote the MP First report, they say our source didn't elaborate whether or not this is a build from the ground up remake. However, we were told that the remake features an improved lighting system, ambient occlusion and such, overhauled textures and better animations, with new character models to match those found in the sequel, Horizon Forbidden West. Now, this has set the internet ablaze, because they are in the Shadow of the Last of Us Part 1 remake, something that, you know, was a little bit divisive in itself, whether or not it needed it or not. Horizon Zero Dawn only came out in 2017. That's a game only from 5 years ago. And for me, this whole thing comes down to just how much money Sony are now going to ask us to fork out for something that is absolutely playable and beautiful already on the PlayStation 5.
Yes, Scott. I mean, obviously, when I first saw this news last night, my initial reaction was, why? Oh. But that, I was kind of thinking about it more, and thinking about Sony's approach to remasters and remakes over the past few years. And to be honest, that's kind of been my response to a lot of them.
Right.
Like, I completely forgot that Uncharted 4 and Uncharted Lost Legacy got a remastered edition for PS5 earlier this year, because I simply didn't pay it no mind, which is the exact opposite of what I did when they announced The Last of Us Remastered, back in 2014. That felt like a big thing, and it felt like a worthwhile thing, obviously, because that game otherwise would have been, you know, confined to the PS3, kind of like Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots.
Games actually would do
right
with an update, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, the thing with Horizon specifically is I'm not, like, offended by them doing this remaster. I'm not really that necessarily up in arms about it. It's just a game that I don't even think needs it.
Like, no,
before Forbidden West came out earlier this year, I went back to Zero Dawn thinking I might have aged, thinking, you know, I might not enjoy it as much as I did back in 2017. But man, with the patches that have been added to that game to bump the resolution, to bump the frame rate, it still plays incredibly well. Like, you can play that now on a PlayStation 5 and have no idea that it's 5 years old. It feels that fresh.
Like, to clarify, like, we talked about this before we were recording, the idea of, you know, what now, it's so granular, what constitutes a remaster or a remake, the blurred lines between the way that Activision do it and the way that EA are now going to be doing with Dead Space, and just remasters, where it's a frame rate and resolution uptick, which was more the case with Uncharted and Lost Legacy.
Yes.
But that still made them very much at home on the PS5 in a way that playing the base version of the PlayStation 4 Uncharted 4 or Lost Legacy on PS5 hadn't. So it was kind of like you might as well go in there and uptick the frame rate and the resolution, etc. In this case, you know, they're adding animations, they're changing the lighting system. It feels a bit more in the vein of a Last of Us Part 1 remake, but I guess we'll have to wait and see just how much time and effort they put into it.
Yeah.
There's also something that Sony have tried to do, which I initially thought was their version of what Activision were doing, which was the director's cuts of stuff. We got it with Death Stranding, we got it with Ghost of Tsushima, And I kind of wondered if that was what the route they were going to go down, and maybe this will be a $10, £10 or £20 update,
yeah,
and we just get some new content. There was a deleted tweet from Lance Reddick very recently, just over the weekend, who plays Silence in the franchise, saying that he was recording new stuff, and then that, like I said, that tweet got deleted. So maybe that's for some new stuff, and maybe this is a way more palatable upgrade than we think.
It just kind of feels like Sony doesn't really understand how to roll out these kind of remasters as of yet, because, you know, some of the games you mentioned there, those director's cuts of incredible games, you know, came with a slight fee. They added, you know, better frames per second, better resolution, all of that jazz, even in some cases, some DLC. However, then we've had the Spider-Man remastered debacle, where that was actually tied to Miles Morales, and you couldn't go and buy Spider-Man remastered just on the storefront because it was tied to a completely different game. And then we had Uncharted, which was like £35. And then we had The Last of Us Part 1, obviously, which was a full remake and a full £70 price point.
Yep.
But it seems like they've tried all of these different ways and haven't quite settled on an approach. Mm-hmm. I would be kind of more open to this and less eye-rolly if they had been consistent, if they had just decided on what they want to do with these older games and kind of set out a game plan, because there's a reason why we get this kind of leak and we're here just kind of asking what it is and what price is it going to be. Like, even from a leak, we should understand what a Sony remaster or what a Sony remake actually is.
Yes, I've long said that Sony are a very reactive company, so I think they've seen what the competition are attempting. They've kind of put their own spin on it, like I said, with the director's cuts, and they're not making something from the ground up, although the MP First report said that's not clarified as of yet, so it could be a Last of Us Part 1 type deal. However, overall, my theory on this is that Sony are trying to make a tie-in remaster or some sort of tie-in franchise game to go with their new TV shows. For me, that's why they just did The Last of Us. I feel like they're doing Horizon because there's a Horizon TV show coming up, and they're going to have the Horizon Call of the West VR stuff to push. And then going forward, I'm just going to call right now, I think the next one of these will be Ghost of Tsushima. Now, that's a game that already had a director's cut, but it's a game that's going to have a TV show, and then to them, you might as well do a bunch of new animations and new lighting effects and everything, and then charge a premium price point for it again.
Here's the thing. That, to me, would be insane.
Yes.
But also, what would be insane to me is remaking The Last of Us only 9 years after it came out, and remastering Horizon Zero Dawn
announcing
only 5 years after it came out.
On a blog post.
Nah, that was amazing. That was incredible. Best news of the year. So yeah, I actually wouldn't rule that out, because like you said, you know, it does line up. They're their biggest franchises, right? Ghost of Tsushima, Horizon, The Last of Us, Sony's biggest franchises, and now we're getting into an era where they're spinning off those big franchises into, you know, other multimedia ventures like these TV shows. So yeah, why not kind of keep the excitement there by announcing these kind of additions, these remasters, these ports of iconic games. I mean, I think it's kind of, you know, it's not interesting to me, but if it gets someone else into these games, maybe it's worthwhile.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That's the thing, because you mentioned, like, why not? It's the why not, is for me, is because it's boring as hell. Like, I think it's so, like, I would love to know the dev side of it. I'd love to know the reality of what Guerrilla Games are working on and just how many resources are taken off a potential new idea or new IP or R&D into a new thing because they're remastering something or remaking something that is only a few years old. We know that in The Last of Us's case, that project was taken over by a different studio and Naughty Dog stepped in and said, look, we'll just do it because we might as well get it right. And it seemed like a portion of Naughty Dog were already waiting to work on something whilst Naughty Dog overall decided what their next game was going to be, yeah. So they might as well just work on the Last of Us remake. Whether that makes it a one-off or it becomes the new go-to example to follow is what we're right in the middle of right now. I feel like Naughty Dog are very much the spearhead of Sony overall. So yeah. Many games, so many franchises, even God of War, started doing Last of Us-style thematics and tone and over-the-shoulder cameras and slow-walking segments, etc. And I wonder, yeah, whether or not this is just they saw what they could get away with and enough people bought The Last of Us at £70 that they're going to try and do it again with their next biggest franchise, which right now is Horizon.
Yeah, I'm going to be really intrigued to see what the sales were like for all of these different approaches to the remasters. Like, did Spider-Man Remastered being tied to Miles Morales bump that game's sales? How did the Uncharted Lost Legacy Collection sell? And how did The Last of Us Part 1 sell? And it's kind of like, at this moment in time, you almost can't get a definitive answer because The Last of Us Part 1 is tied to the PlayStation 5 and you can't get a PlayStation 5, so that's going to kind of, it's going to come in waves. Sales for that games is presumably going to come in waves the same way that Miles Morales keeps breaking the top 10 every time there's a shipment of PlayStation 5s to the UK. Like, it just keeps re-entering and it has legs in it. Mm-hmm. And I guess, maybe that's the same data that Sony's looking at, just trying to figure out an approach, but it means it leaves, like, doofuses like us confused in studios trying to figure out what the hell they're doing and what their overall game plan is, because that's kind of what I'm not getting from Sony at the moment.
Right.
Not just in terms of these remasters and remakes, just in kind of in terms of their grand plan for the entire generation. It seems a little bit wishy-washy. It seems a little bit all over the place. It seems a little bit reactive, like you said. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather them have a kind of confident approach than whatever this is, where they're trying a little bit of everything.
The thing is, like, it's, in a way, it's fascinating. Like, I get the Jim Ryan era. I get it. Like, you're pushing for franchises. You got PlayStation Studios. You made the animation. You're moving into movie territory. We got the Uncharted thing. The Uncharted movie finally came out after like 15 years when it was initially the Mark Wahlberg version in 2007. And I feel like he's pushing in that direction. It's like, we need to make sure that people know about these franchises, their household names, the same as the likes of Nintendo, and then we rotate through them. The likes, like, just what Nintendo have done. I feel like that's the overall push, and roping in TV shows and movies and everything else. But that comes at the cost of new IP development, or at least it feels like it, and optically it feels like it, because you can only rotate through the same handful of things. And I did see a lot of reactions to this over the weekend, and some, I forget the exact person who tweeted it out, saying that we're almost training a new generation of gamers to only rotate through a handful of genres.
Right.
As opposed to PlayStation, especially on the PS1, the PS2, used to be known for a massive variety of genres, game mechanics, approaches to story, etc. And that's what got them to where they are. I find it really, really boring to just go back and do something that you've already done.
Yeah.
And also, it makes me think of the way that a lot of the PC space is, which is, if you want to chase tech, that's fine. But I think that, to me, I don't want a new graphics card every 6 months. I don't want a new version of a game every other year. I would much rather you put that time into something new. And it's not that you can't do it. Fur textures get better every year, but I don't care.
Well, it's ironic, I think, that the first report that we got on The Last of Us remake was the Bloomberg report that kind of like dove into why that game existed. And like you said, it initially started at another team and then was brought up to Naughty Dog to finish. But in that report, I'm pretty sure they mentioned the fact that Sony's kind of ethos going forward was to focus on a handful of titles in that green lighting and
live service mobile games.
In that green lighting, kind of anything new and risky just wasn't really in their wheelhouse at the moment. And that sentiment has been echoed by Jim Ryan in some interviews, and other executives, where they're talking about how expensive these games are to produce and, why they need to kind of go all in on these blockbuster titles. But yeah, then that we're starting to see like the reality of that now, where we're not just getting sequels to all of these franchises, but we're getting remasters and we're getting remakes, and it does feel like Sony has a handful of exceptionally successful games. But that's all we get. That's all we get. Just every couple of months, we'll get another iteration of Horizon. We'll get another iteration of Ghost of Tsushima. And that's fine, because I kind of love these games. But it's not fine when that comes at the lack of any creativity elsewhere. And that's kind of what I want to know going forward. Mm-hmm. When it comes to remastering Horizon Zero Dawn, what resources does that project take away from potentially a new IP?
I feel like overall, it's like this whole sort of war on originality that we've got across the board. I feel like Hollywood's the worst for it. I did see a tweet doing the rounds over the weekend just pointing to the likes of Smile, just saying that, look, that had the same budget as Black Phone. Horror fans will know what I'm talking about. Go subscribe to What Culture Horror. but in terms of a new IP or a new, you know, original movie doing very well at the box office, and even the likes of Top Gun Maverick, that's a very like original style story about an aging character. Yes, it's tied to a franchise, but it feels fresh and new and worthwhile. I feel like audiences are screaming for originality, and I feel like we get very tired and exhausted by going, well, you liked that before. Do you want it again? Like having the same meal over and over and over again. That's, I love chicken nuggets, but I want them every day.
I do, but I also don't want to play Horizon Zero Dawn over and over again. And I was talking to you before we started filming, and I will level with everyone watching this. I don't know whether I'm a hypocrite, because I did go out and buy Spider-Man Remastered as soon as I could, because I wanted to play that game again. And maybe it's just because I don't want to play Horizon Zero Dawn again, right, that I'm so down in it. I don't know. Maybe that's kind of what Sony is banking on. They're banking on like the most hardcore fans of these franchises picking up these games again, and then maybe not even for everyone. They know that not everyone is going to rush out and buy Zero Dawn again, but for the diehards who want exactly what you don't want, which is kind of that granular update, you know, the better ear cartilage, the better hair effects, and like they will buy into that stuff. Maybe we are getting into a realm of gaming where it's becoming a little bit more niche with these projects and a little bit more catering towards the hardcore, and I don't know whether that's good or bad. I'm just kind of hypothesizing.
No, there's definitely a wing of gaming that's been steering into that for the last few years. The likes of Digital Foundry getting so big by doing side-by-side comparisons. That side of gaming is something that I can appreciate and I can watch after I've played through something and gone, cool, the light shines through the ear cartilage. Look at all that ambient occlusion. But overall, that's not a direction that I personally care about when it comes to gaming. The whole idea of comparing eyelids or whatever it is and just going like, well, look, the iris is more detailed if you zoom in enough in the photo mode. Like, what have we become, Josh?
I love that stuff. Whatever we have become, I want to become it.
It's him entirely. Let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of a Horizon Zero Dawn remaster/remake. We'll find out. And what do you want to see in it? For now, Ivan Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
Oh, dear God, save us. And goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.